This podcast is a recording of a show that's already happened. Please do not try and text the radio station or enter any competitions as the show has now finished. Enjoy. Woo!
Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday.
I'm Sean Moore. You're up to date.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throw it out.
This is Radio Essex, a hit music station. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
And we're back.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you to Ross and John looking after things yesterday on the show. We'll go into that in a minute. And we are here, all of us. It's a big one, apart from Stevie.
Turn it up louder, yeah. Give it to me. Just give it to me.
Radio Essex.
Always has to be one of us away, doesn't it?
Well, that's how we roll.
It's tradition.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3. And it's live.
It's Radio Essex, Glass Animals and Heat Waves, 10 past 3, Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Hope you're doing okay. Thank you for having us on. Good to be back. Busy weekend? Do you have a busy weekend?
I did have a busy weekend.
You were working a lot this weekend, weren't you?
Yeah, I had a gig on Saturday. I had my teeth done.
Yeah,
on
your teeth
Friday.
Look, I've got my shades on.
Yes, they're beautiful. I was on the Chris Brooks show, wasn't I?
On Friday.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Oh my god. Yeah, have we still got that audio?
I hope so, because Tom's probably not heard it. Tom, have you heard this?
So for anybody that's just tuning in, Scott rang up on Friday. Literally, he just had his teeth done.
So I was completely numb.
This is how numb he was. Let's press that.
It's very funny.
Go on.
I can't speak. And I promise I'm not his head.
Because your teeth, you can't speak.
No, because I'm very numb. My bottom's...
That's brilliant.
My bottom lip. Bottom lip keeps on hitting me.
Oh my god.
Is it here?
When is your next gig?
Tomorrow. He reckons I'll be alright in a couple of hours. But I can't feel my face.
So that was on Friday.
Yeah. I said to him, I said, I'll be rapping. He goes, you pet. Once the numbness, about an hour after that, numbness went down. And I've not stopped smiling yet. So it was
good.
And I was worried, obviously, because, you know, you're getting something done. And as a singer, I was thinking, like, am I going to genuinely be able to? But on Friday, there was a little girl doing, that I know, called Holly, who was doing karaoke.
Yeah.
And I sung with her.
I saw that. I saw the TikToks,
And not only was it nice to do with her because I was like, I can actually sing. Amazing, yeah.
I had a very different weekend. I mentioned this last week. I went to a place called Karen's Diner.
Yeah.
Where they are exceptionally rude to you.
On purpose.
Yeah. And my wife's called Karen, so she was like, wanted to go full Karen. So she went to Karen's Diner. I can't explain how surreal it is. When literally you walk in and they throw menus at you. And they go pick them up. It is weird. It's like...
Did it take some getting used to?
It took a lot of getting used to. I was scared to ask where the toilet was. I was like, I'm just going to sit here bursting because I don't want to get up. It was really weird. They're a bit like us when it comes to birthdays. They don't do birthdays.
Don't really do birthdays.
they basically tell you to go
in
away.
In swear words.
But if anyone's been, or if you're thinking of going, go, because it's a really good experience.
And you said the burger was amazing.
The food is incredible.
But like, chuck it
the service is just. I mean, even when the guy come over and we said, "Can we order drinks first and then come back and do our main course?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm only doing this once, so just tell me when you're ready." And then when we were ready, he just gave us the notepad. He went, "Yeah, you do it."
So well, we had my geek.
I
really.
Mean, to be fair, working in there, I think you'd be really good at it.
I'd be amazing.
We wrote it all down on the notepad, and then he looked at us when we gave it back, and he went, "Take it to the kitchen." So I walked into the kitchen with his notepad, and I went, Can I have this, please? No, it was really good, and I did enjoy it. But yeah, it took a lot of getting used to. Even Karen felt un-Karened.
Yeah.
Loads going on in the news. Did you see that Greg Wallace thing last night on Channel 4? We'll talk about that after Jazzy, Giving Me. It's Radio Essex, Jazzy and Giving Me. 3:15, big drive home for Tuesday. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. If anyone saw it, no one in here saw the Greg Wallace thing last night, so it was just me. I watched this thing, I'd seen it promoed, and it was called Greg Wallace's Miracle Meat. And the idea was it was this special meat that would be cheaper to produce, so it would be cheaper for us to buy in the credit crisis. So, because we're all under the cosh. So I was watching it, I was thinking, this is really interesting. He goes into this factory, like Greg Wallace always does, where he goes into McVitie's and sees how biscuits are made. He goes into this factory, he's wearing his, you know, his blue hairnet and his blue coat. It looks part of the tailing. There's this sort of like a fish tank type apparatus with water in it, and it's full of nutrients. And inside there's 5 layers of skin. It looked like Parma ham. That thin kind of
Parma ham. Yeah, Parma ham. Yeah,
so you're looking at it, and then exactly that. So he's got all 5 there, and he said, with the nutrients, these will end up binding together to create like a cake, like a steak, like a full lump of meat. And I'm like, well, this is incredible. This could really sort, because that's going to be cheaper, because it's only 5. And then he said, and the skin comes from, you know, donors from all over the country. And Greg's like, what, animals putting their hands up? What do you mean donors? And he's like, no, humans.
I don't want it on my pizza anymore.
Greg's like, sorry, what? This is humans. And he went, yeah, because we can actually medically understand human meat more than we can understand animal meat because of all the medical science and stuff. So I'm sitting there thinking, what am I watching?
what were you watching?
And then they go, right, here's the meat. And then they pull it and all this stuff, and they've just combined the whole day's takings or whatever into this massive lump of meat. With no fat on it at all. It's just this massive lump of meat.
Now, can I ask you a quick, did it look good?
Yeah, it looked great.
Right, okay.
I was like, okay. So then he's kind of, and then he goes into this, you know, restaurant in London with his French chef mate. He's cooking it up.
This steak
looked incredible, but it was rare. So there was, I was thinking, at this point, I'm thinking, this is a spoof.
It can't be real.
This is cannibalism.
Yeah.
This is highly illegal. It can't be real. So it must be a spoof. Then they started showing you where the punters get their donors, and then they go in there and they have bits of, you know, if you take a bit off your buttock, it's £250. If you give us
a bit
of rump, it's £400 and stuff like that. So you can see this process, and you can see then, this is about what people are prepared to do in a credit crisis. This is more of a mockumentary.
Tom.
As if
Tom's eyes are lighting up.
Tom's like, £250.
Hang on. What? How much of my bum have I got to give away?
Yeah, like, I could sell myself for that.
And then it got really weird. If it wasn't already weird, it then got really weird because they did this massive marketing campaign that Greg Wallace was sitting in. And they said, we've now worked out that for the best tender meat you would ever possibly eat. And then it pans to like 7 or 8 year olds.
No.
In the donor area.
No.
What?
No.
Just playing with like scale electrics and Lego and stuff. And then the bell rings and they go off to donor. It was weird. That's odd. The weird thing is at the end, there was no bit. I was waiting for the end to go, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
We're in a credit crisis and this is how far people would be prepared to go. Nope. Just finished. They did do, and for more Brass Eye, for more satire, go to Brass Eye on the Channel 4 player. So there was kind of they alluded to it.
Yeah.
But no one said anything. So if we went on Twitter at 10 o'clock last night, it was on fire, X or whatever it's called today. It was on fire with people going, oh my God, did anyone just want... What? How do I? And there's people going, how do I donate? I'm like, what? Why would you be doing that?
No. So it's not real.
Well, I'm going to go with no, because I think it's illegal. And I did some research. There's no such company as the company that he was at. So I did that quite early into the show, because I was like, this doesn't feel right. But I don't know if anyone saw it. And maybe somebody's done some research. There was a couple of bits it could be. There was one point where the guy at the beginning said, yeah, we're allowed to do this now with human meat, because since we got out of the EU... We had restrictions
now.
I'm sitting there going, oh, blooming Brexit. Yeah. Oh, what?
Brexit back
we're
again.
Eating each other. This isn't good.
It's like they film Alive. Yeah,
it felt a little bit like that. And I was thinking, no, that's what it is. It's a documentary to show how far we haven't come because of Brexit, or how far we have come because of Brexit. Or it's something to do with how far are we prepared to go to save money because of credit crunch.
Yeah.
I still don't know what it was about. But if anyone's done any research and has found out, I'd love to know. It was clever. And it's always amazing then to look at Twitter and see how average Joe's talking. Oh, I'd try. It looks good. If it's cheaper, yeah. You would you?
I'd sell bits.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't try the meat, though.
No.
No. I'd take the money. I don't want to eat your meat. 20 past
wow,
three.
Years.
It's Radio Essex. Brand new music from Zayn. It's called Love Like This. Big drive home, 3:27. Chris and Scott were talking about that Greg Wallace thing last night on the telly and how it was quite bizarre and obviously a spoof. Talking about taking donor areas from humans and then creating steaks from humans, and it was just to save a bit of cash. It was a bit weird, but there were a lot of people that were happy to donate there. It was weird. On Twitter, loads of people are like, how do I sign up for this? I'll give a little bit. Even Tom was like, I'll do this. Alison in Morden says, I'd happy to sell my tummy. Tummy tuck and feeding the UK in one go.
Complete it, mate.
Killing two birds with one stone. Thank you, Alison. Dry conditions, patchy clouds tonight down to 9. Tomorrow morning started off a bit cloudy. Some clear spells though, plenty of sunshine around tomorrow, maybe some scattered showers mixed in. 24 degrees the high as we continue on the big drive home. Lewis Capaldi, Tom Grennan, and a little bit of love. 3:34, big drive home for Tuesday. Bit of sunshine out there, it's not too bad. Twitter's officially rebranded to X, that happened.
But has it, though?
Yeah, but apparently it has. Well, XFM have now rebranded to Radio Twitter. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? This is Radio Twitter.
I've seen a lot of people, actually, because I look at it, and I went on Twitter, X, whatever you call it. I went on there, and nothing's happened. Like, so I've kind of... I'm giving Twitter a break. I've not deleted it because maybe you'll go away at some point and it'll come back to normal. But I went on there thinking, you know, the logo would change. Maybe I had to update it.
Yeah.
It's still called Twitter.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I think on the desktop's changed. I'll tell you what he has.
Who's going...
I don't know who's using
Twitter on the desktop. No one. No one in the world.
Let me log on to this laptop. I'm going to an internet cafe and send a tweet.
Do you send a tweet?
It'd be sending an X, wouldn't it? I think it must be. I don't understand. Firstly, how much money does it cost to go to the internet, wherever that is?
What do you mean? Nothing.
Well, the internet. You know where the internet
is? Yeah.
To go up to the internet and go, I'd like to buy X.com, which is what he's bought. The letter X.com, he owns that. How much money is that?
A lot. I mean, but he's got... clearly, the man...
We bought the Hot 40 UK countdown and it cost like 40 quid. How much is X.com?
He's got more money than sense, isn't he? He's gonna fire Mark Zuckerberg. He's got no sense.
If you go to the internet, X.com, and it's a picture of an X. So actually, Twitter Online is rebranded as X. So if I look at that screen now, that doesn't say... Oh, it does actually. It says search Twitter, which is annoying for them. But on the left-hand side, the logo and everything says
is it
X. And
it's a black X, is it?
Yeah. And X.com is a pretty sick website.
Yeah.
X? The letter X?
Yes, it's clever, but he hasn't... It's like... He hasn't done it, has he? It's like he's bought it on Wish. He's not done it.
So he's got rid of the iconic blue bird logo. He confirmed the move over the weekend and said it was time for users to say goodbye to Twitter. Why, though? Why is it time for users?
Because everyone's been saying goodbye to it anyway.
The letter is clearly special to him, obviously, because Tesla X, you've got SpaceX, obviously. I think one of his children is called XI or X.
What? Yeah, X.
Oh, this is...
Yeah, they've got a child. He's got a kid called X. So he's had the X designed by somebody. It's just an X.
So I'll design it for it. It's a black X.
But the thing is, though, you're working in your graphic designer suite and the phone rings.
Hello.
Hello. Like a new logo, please, for a company. Just the letter X is fine. Do you need my name? How much is that going to cost?
Oh, I'm sorry. What's your name?
Elon Musk. My name is Elon Musk. Does that change the price?
Yes, it does. It does. It was going to be $4.99 because it's very simple. Now it's going to be £4 trillion.
That's what happened. Check out X.com. It's a great website. Joel Corry, Katie Baser, and Dance Around It. Big drive home. Chris and Scott hanging out for Tuesday. Just talked about Twitter and their rebrand, X.com. It's got to cost millions. It's the same as the Barbie movie. If you type Barbie into Google just explodes with pink. If you haven't seen that, just type the word booby in. Booby?
Booby?
Yeah. Okay. Type the word booby into Google.
That's a different search. That's
type the word Barbie.
That is a different search. Chris, that is a. What do you call that? A fraudulent
slip?
Slip, yep. Okay. Yeah. That's okay.
When you finish
just
typing the word
boobies into Google.
When you finish typing booby into Google, that'll probably give you about 20 minutes. Type in Barbie into Google. Google booby. I can see where I got. Confused.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Barbie.
Boobies on the brain. Okay.
Type the word Barbie into Google and watch it explode with a pink stars and all sorts, or blue, as Tom said. He said, "Oh, it's all blue." He's like, "No, Tom, it's pink."
I said it was blue.
Or just type boobies in and get back to us later.
The other thing that's happening in the world of Elon Musk is Mark Zuckerberg. He's earned a blue belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
He has.
He's not earned a blue tick yet on Twitter. He's got a blue belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He's accepted Elon Musk's challenge to a cage fight. I don't think Elon was fully aware of the whole jiu-jitsu thing when this came up.
I don't think he was. No,
I think he researched it.
Yeah.
The billionaire's belt may yet be hosted in Rome's Colosseum. That's where they're aiming at.
Amazing.
They want to do the Colosseum in Rome. And it would appear the Facebook guy, the Meta guy, Mark Zuckerberg, is taking no chances in his preparation. Taken to Instagram, he praised martial arts coach. So he's taking coaching lessons. He's already a Brazilian.
Yeah.
And Tom knows this because he follows it. He doesn't just take part in jiu-jitsu world champions. He wins them.
Yeah. He's a monster.
Yeah, he is a monster. And he's honoured to be promoting to compete at blue belt. So Elon Musk's one technique apparently is he just sits on people. That's what he said.
Money at them.
He said that he got my technique is I kind of put them on the floor and then just sit on them and then they want to, I don't think that's going to work with the blue belt jiu-jitsu champion that is Mark Zuckerberg. But what he got me thinking of is if you've got Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk in a cage fight.
Yeah.
But you could pick two people to go into a cage fight. Who would those two people be? If you could put two celebrities into a cage fight, who are the celebrities?
Oh, there's a lot of people I dislike, you know.
You don't have to dislike them. I'd like to see Martin and Sue in a cage fight. I just think it would be entertaining.
No, that would be funny, but I would like to see Madonna and Jamie Oliver in
because
a cage
you dislike
fight.
Both of them.
I don't mind Jamie Oliver. It's all a bit pucker, isn't it? And then Madonna, I despise. So, yeah, I'd quite like to see that.
William and Harry.
That would be good.
Battle of the Princes.
Oh, yeah. So that's the other thing you can do. Name it. So if you're getting two people into... So if you've got Justin Bieber and Justin Timberlake, it would be the Battle of the Justins.
Give
it a name as well. So yeah, Battle of the Princes.
Yeah,
William and Harry. Get your suggestions in 81400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message. We could make it. We can't make it happen, but we can talk about it.
Yeah, we could.
So when you finish doing the old boobies thing, get on that. I'd love to know 81400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. Who would you like to see in a celebrity cage match? Latest on the roads, A120 Cogshaw Road eastbound, just before the A12, junction 25, slow traffic. Taking around 10 minutes to get through there, eastbound on the A120. Full travel update next.
This
Dermot Kennedy.
Don't forget me.
Big drive home, news and travel coming up at 4. We're talking about Mark Zuckerberg.
Just don't forget me.
And Elon Musk, obviously, getting ready for this big fight. There's so many legal battles going on with the two of them about Twitter and Insta and all that. And you just think, just get in the ring. Forget the solicitors, just get in the ring, sort it out.
Yeah,
winner takes all. That's how to do it. But we got on to other people you'd like to see in the ring. Helen said, my friend's daughter said Tinky Winky against Dipsy.
That would be brilliant.
The Battle of the Teletubbies. Katie Price and Rhonda Hussey.
Rousey.
Oh, is it a tech spelling thing?
Yeah.
Katie Price. Katie Price is featuring Hyle in this.
Yep.
Katie Price and Gemma Collins in the pointless battle. That's harsh, Donna. Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift, preferably a mud fight. Yep.
From Debs.
Yeah, Debs, what up? Yeah. Angie in Wisconsin in Essex, which, as you know, if you're regulars to the show, Essex is such a big county now. We've had to extend Essex outwards to cover the world.
We have.
It's the biggest county in the world. So Angie is in Wisconsin, just in the upper south part of Essex.
Yeah.
She says Britney Spears versus Jamie Lynn Spears, her younger sister. Britney has been slamming her verbally online for a while now. The Battle of the Spears.
That'd be good.
What have you got here?
Hi, it's Mary. Scott versus the gorilla. The gorilla fight.
Scott versus a gorilla. I mean, I'm here for that.
It's called the gorilla fight.
Why? Why what?
I think I'd lose.
Yeah. And he's not. There's not. She's not specific about the gorilla. Any gorilla. Any gorilla. Pop down to Colchester Zoo. We can sort this out.
Perfect.
Get some social media on that. Any more, let us know on the text, A1400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message. M25, anti-clockwise, Junction 28, Brentwood down to the Brook Street roundabout, that area on the slip road. There's a lorry having a tyre changed.
I'm sure more. You're up to date.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
Right, Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Chris and Scott on. We're talking about who you'd like to see in a cage fight. Celebrities, please. I'll explain more in a minute. It sounded a bit weird. Get your text in. Let us know what you think.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Anne-Marie and Shania Twain, not suggesting. This is the song. It's called Unhealthy. Vembi and Goddard, Messy in Heaven on the Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. It's Tuesday, bit of sunshine out there. Looking good. Tom, looking for, we were talking about cage fighting and who would like to see the cage fight. Obviously, Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk look like that. That could happen at some point.
Let's hope so.
The venue for that looks like it could be the Rome's Colosseum. That's incredible.
That would be brilliant. I'd pay for that as a pay-per-view, yeah.
100%. They think it would make so much money. They give that to charity. Perfect.
Yeah. Who are you wanting to win, by the way?
Zuckerberg.
Yeah, definitely.
I think everyone. Anyone wants Elon to win?
No. I don't think so. No.
I don't know what... There has to be a prize. I think the prize is they've got to give one of their products away, like X, Twitter.
They've got to give Twitter away.
No.
Or could... Elon Musk have to move to space? So he's not here anymore.
No, they could do it. Elon Musk's got Twitter. He's got Meta, so he's got Facebook or Insta.
Yeah.
He could pick one. So let's go Insta versus Twitter. Whoever, the winner takes all. That would be awesome.
That would be good.
And then he could destroy Instagram a week later.
Yeah.
anyway, so we were asking you who you'd like to see in a cage fight. Tom from Cafe 316. Afternoon, lads. Gemma Collins versus Gemma Collins. last one standing. She's come up a lot in this, hasn't she?
She has, yeah.
Thank you, Tom. What about Mark says Hulk Hogan versus The Hulk?
Well, The Hulk would win, wouldn't he?
Battle of the Hulks, yeah, because he's green and...
Angry.
And angry and big. Michelle in Thorpe Bay, I think this is a good pay-per-view. This could be the prequel to the Zuckerberg fight. Piers Morgan, Meghan Markle.
Brilliant.
The worldwide privacy fight. Coming to a Colosseum near you. That would be awesome. Thank you, Michelle in Thorpe Bay. And we live and learn what happens with the Mark Zuckerberg fight. Already a blue belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, but no blue tick. But he has got the blue belt. Elon Musk, no experience in fighting whatsoever, apart from a bit where he grew up in Africa, where he did a bit of street fight. It's not quite Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
No, not
quite sure how that's going to work out for him. But we live and learn, and I'm here for it. Becky Hill, Lewis Thompson, Side Effects. 13 minutes after 4, Big Drive Home, Radio Essex. Becky Hill and Side Effects. Are you ready to upgrade your kitchen? Out with the old, in with the new, getting some new kitchen utensils in. Zwilling is opening in Braintree Village. They do some amazing sort of kitchenware, from kitchen knives, all kinds of cookware to electricals, food storage, more. And they pride themselves on producing brilliant kitchen products. To celebrate their launch, we've teamed up with them to give away a kitchen bundle worth over £1,000. So you get like a 7-piece self-sharpening knife block, 5-piece stainless steel cookware set, fresh and safe vacuum storage for food, toaster, kettle, 24-piece cutlery dining set, like £1,000 worth of stuff for your kitchen. So me and Scott have teamed up with them to give this bundle away next Friday in a game called Bring Me the Bundle. And have you worked on this, Tom? Is it a fun competition?
I believe it is.
Yep. You haven't worked on it at all yet?
No.
It's going to be a fun competition when it's been invented by Tom. We will step into Chris and Scott's kitchen, because obviously we have our own kitchen.
Yeah, did you not see our kitchen?
Scott's in there now making tea. it's not the Chris and Scott kitchen, it's just the kitchen.
But we can label it that.
Chris and Scott have got a kitchen. I hate saying Chris and Scott. because it's me. Me and Scott have got a kitchen, and we'll give you the name of a kitchen utensil in our kitchen, and you must tell if it's a real utensil or whether we've just made up the word.
We wouldn't make it.
No. Quite simple. You'll be going head-to-head to win this Zwillium bundle. Enter on the website right now if you want to play next Friday. RadioEssex.com to be in the draw, to play, and have your chance to win a kitchen bundle from Zwilling worth over £1,000. T's and C's online, and you can register at RadioEssex.com. Do that now. It's Radio Essex, Tiesco, and the business on the big drive home. Chris and Scott for Tuesday, 4:25. Hope you're doing okay. Thank you so much for having us on. Loads going on. And of course, we go on a world tour in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, let's call it a world tour.
Well, it started off as a world tour. Then we needed to try and... Somebody said, because it's the 50th anniversary of the Radio 1 Roadshow, and that used to go to beaches all across the UK, could we do some kind of roadshow on beaches across Essex? Which we thought was a great idea. But then realised, I thought, what a great idea. I went to see the Money People about the budget and how much budget we'd get for doing a Radio 1 type roadshow on the beaches across Essex. It turned out it wasn't as much money as I was thinking. I was thinking we'd have like 15 quid. No, nothing.
Yeah, because what happened was I was away on a Wednesday.
Yes.
And it even before I got back, it already turned into Party in the Car Park.
Yeah.
But... in a day, it had gone from Party in the Park.
Well, I'd said, yeah. Think Party in the Park. Then I checked the budget, and then I came back and I said, or think Party in the Car Park. And that's kind of where we're at now. But low budget.
I love it.
A low budget car park type event. Which is what all the kids are screaming out for.
But it's going well.
Yeah, no, because the thing is, we've now become desperate for help. And we're getting help. We've got vans. We've got crew vans. We've got a driver to get us there. We've got a couple of pubs we're looking into. Had an email yesterday, I think, from the Bell Inn.
The Bell Inn in Ingatestone.
In Ingatestone, mate. This place looks insane. They already do festivals.
There you go.
So they've got a nice big garden we can take over. I think we've got an ice cream van following us around from Rossi's. Yeah. I think we've got mega inflatables sorting out bouncy castles and stuff for each one we go to. This is like it's turning out to be a bit of a family day out.
Oh, yeah.
If you're stuck at home with the kids wondering what to do, you're welcome.
Well, Joe, come to a car park near you.
And then obviously we'll be there. Stevie will be there reading the news. We'll be there doing the show. It'll be fun. It'll be a really good fun day out. And we've kind of got locked in. Well, I think we're looking at Brightling Sea for the first one on the Monday.
Yes.
And we possibly got the football club.
Possibly, yeah.
So we're looking to lock that in. Witham, we've got the rugby club.
Yeah.
Just locking that down at the moment. So all these people we're going to be calling tomorrow to try and get it locked down. The Bell in Gatestone, that's something we're looking to lock in as well. We need somewhere on Thursday, sort of Rayleigh, Billericay, sort of somewhere south, a bit more 127-y.
Yeah. Yeah, like around like, I guess like Billericay, Basildon kind of.
Yeah, the Rayleigh, okay. Wick for the area, that kind of thing. So we're looking for somewhere on Thursday. And then Friday, I think we're either going to do something at Sands downstairs here or on the balcony at Radio Essex so you can get into Adventure Island and you'll be able to see it from there. So that's
I'm
kind of where we're at.
The balcony now because people will be able to see us from the park.
Yeah, I think the balcony is a good idea. And it's already, the music's already piped into the park anyway because the park's open.
And that's going to take less setting up.
It'll be less work completely. I mean, we'd literally be here, but just on the balcony.
Yeah.
It'd be an easy day. And you're coming into work that day. You've got a gig in the evening, but you're going to come in for a bit on that day as well. So, we're looking for any help, anything you think you could offer us that would be good for a fun day out. Maybe you're a face painter and you can entertain the kids doing some face painting. Maybe you're a magician, juggler, something like that.
A magician. Okay.
Maybe you're an international pop star.
I'll be there.
If you think you can, give us anything... We can't even get your travel sorted out. I mean, it'll just be you doing it for a laugh. But let us know, and we're going to start locking in those places. I reckon by the end of this week, we'll be announcing where we're going to be. I mean, I think we've got T-shirts printed, haven't we?
Yeah, we're looking at that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying this quietly.
Yeah.
I did notice some cups that I've stashed away. Radio Essex cups. Just a couple. Just like, you're probably...
What, you're going to give away cucks?
Listen, I've snatched you away, new ones.
See, some radio stations, right, are doing summertime balls and giving away millions of pounds on the radio. Pie in the car park and a Radio Essex mug.
I mean,
and that's what we're talking about, isn't it?
I'm not guaranteeing the cup.
What?
I'm not guaranteeing it. I've got to weigh up how many get out of
you're
it.
You're not guaranteeing they've not been used.
Well, it's been used by Marky T.
Exactly. You've got a cup there that's been used by Martin Day, Marky T, Ross and John. It could be used by anybody. That could be yours.
Wow.
Yeah, so anything you can offer, any pubs in those areas you think, actually, I know somebody who runs it, or you run one of the pubs, just let us know. Just get in touch on the text. We're calling people back up tomorrow to start sort of filling all this in.
We're not. Tommy's.
Tommy's, yeah.
Yes.
And Party in the Car Park happens in about 3 weeks today, I think. It's like 3 weeks yesterday.
Yeah. Very close.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got the crew vans. I can't wait. Trev, our best friend and cabby driver, Trev, is going to be driving us around. You can come meet us all and say hello. It'd be fun to see your faces. Not all of you. That would be weird. There's like 100,000 people. We're not
don't
at Wembley.
Don't turn up. Don't like it.
Zara Larsson, End of Time. Radio Essex, LF System, and Afraid to Feel, 4:36, Big Drive Home. Thank you so much for having us on. Dry tonight, down to 9 tomorrow, starting off with a bit of cloud, then plenty of sunshine around, maybe a few scattered showers, but 24 degrees the high tomorrow. M25 still slow, Junction 28, Brentwood, down to the M11. There's a lorry having a tyre change there, one lane currently closed. Still slow on the A30, the old A13 around Bowers Gifford as well. It's Radio Essex. Mimi Webb and Red Flags, Big Drive Home. Kat Burns was gigging all over the weekend. She's always gigging. And she admitted to feeling a little bit old. She did a gig and was asked by a crowd member who said, "Well, can you do my Be Real?" Because it had come up right at that moment. And Kat Burns said, "I don't know what Be Real is." And if you don't know what Be Real is, here's a child to let you know, Tom.
Be Real is a social media app about being real.
And it comes live on a certain point. Yeah, every day,
so you'll have
because of course you have it. Yeah.
No, I haven't got it. But
you know about it
because Kevin said to me before, "Oh, you could be in my Be Real." So basically, you take a picture of something that's happening right now. So you're being real. You're showing what you're doing. So if you're putting the bins out at that time, you're putting the bins out.
Yeah,
but you get like two pictures, isn't it? You can see what you can see and what.
So it's both sides of your phone, your front camera and your back camera.
Yeah.
So your face camera and the front camera. And is it the same time for the whole world or specific countries?
So specific countries is done by time zone.
Right, okay.
So any point randomly during like daylight hours of where you live.
So if it went off now and said, "Oh, Be Real," that would be everyone in the UK. We'd take a picture of us in the studio and go, "Oh, we're in the studio."
Yeah.
And everybody else at that specific time would take a picture of
what
they're doing.
How long have you got to do it then?
So you could just do it when you want, but it will report to everybody else that you've done it late.
Ah.
And so...
Because you're not being real.
You get shamed.
It's a bit silly though, isn't it? You know if... How do you say this on the radio?
Number two.
Number two. I know where
your brain was going.
I was going somewhere.
Either of those situations.
Special time.
Yeah. Or number two. Known as special time.
Yeah.
Or I like to call it quiet time. Quiet time, check your phone.
So what if you're doing one of those things?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to get arrested for being real, aren't you? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know how that works. That must come up, though. You must flick through other people's Be Reals and go, "Oh,
I don't think that's the thing that happens."
It's not a thing.
I don't think so.
What if that's the time?
People aren't being real.
Yeah.
They're lying.
Fake.
So Kat Burns was asked to do the Be Real. She said she didn't know what it was. Here's actually how that happened, how it works on the stage.
What is that? Your Be Real? God, I'm a granny. If someone can get that to me, then I'll do it. Oh, God, you dropped it. Gosh, how do I do this again? You take the front way and then... Oh, wait, you take the front... Wait, what do you do again? Oh, I understand.
Brilliant. She's not that old, is she,
Kat? No.
She's my age.
It's like listening to my mum playing on an iPhone.
She's your age?
She's my age.
Is she really?
That was literally like listening to me explaining to my mum how her phone works.
Yeah. How'd you do this again?
But it did get us talking in the office. I can't think of any examples, but... Oh, no, actually, I can. Things that make you feel old, even though you're not. or you don't fit. Like this morning, what the PT did to my legs in the gym, I feel old. I know that's going to hurt tomorrow. That makes me feel old by saying, oh, I know that's going to hurt tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Makes me feel old. Not knowing what B-Real is on stage with loads of tens of thousands of fans, that would make you feel old. So things that make you feel old, even though you're not really that old.
Well, yeah. So the other day I tried to, I don't often go live on Instagram, but I couldn't find it. And I was on, I was on stage,
yeah.
And I was trying to do it on the Five Instagram and someone from the crowd had to shout, scroll through to the right. And yeah, I found it. Yeah.
They are the best. So yeah, Kat Burns had to do a Be Real on stage.
You'll be real. God, I'm a granny. If someone can get that to me, then I'll do it. Oh, God, you dropped it. Gosh, how does this even, how do I do this again? You take the front way and then... Oh, wait, no, wait. You take the front... Wait, what do you do again?
I love that. Get yours in A1400. Put the word Essex in the front of your text message. Here is Kat Burns, People Pleaser. Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, Jonas Brothers and Waffle House, 5 to 5. Big Drive Home. Hello, it's Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. Talking about when you feel old, even though you're not really that old. Dean says, when I get out of bed in the morning to go to the loo, that, I mean, already that sounds old, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I need a wee. When I get out of bed in the morning to go to the loo, it sounds like I'm walking on bubble wrap. That's my joints clicking. That's when you know you're getting old, or when you go, oh, what was I going to say? I forgot. That's absolutely true. Dean, the worst bit is when you get out of bed and you start walking because you need a wee. And then you've forgotten what you actually got out of bed for.
The big
just wandering around upstairs.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Justin Bieber, Daniel Caesar and Peaches. Love that tune. Thank you for your ears. It's Tuesday. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. We appreciate you letting us into your car.
Yeah,
you're just a couple of guys in the back of your car playing tunes, giving you some travel updates, selling you stuff sometimes with the adverts and that, but the useful things that you want, and just coming up with stuff that we can all talk about on this little car journey that we're having. We were talking about Kat Burns, who's admitted to feeling old after a gig. She was asked to do a Be Real. She didn't know what that was. So she said, oh, that's made me feel really old now. We're just asking you things that made you feel old. Angie in Wisconsin, in Essex. Yes. Biggest county in the whole world.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
world. Listeners everywhere around the world, but we adapt you. We've adopted you. You're now part of Essex.
Yeah, not good.
So Wisconsin.
Adopted.
This is my favourite one, I think, from all of these. I bought my goddaughter the new Ed Sheeran CD for her birthday. Then I had to buy her a CD player because I realised she didn't have one.
She could have just listened to it.
She would have opened it up and gone, it's an Ed Sheeran mirror. This is amazing. A little Ed Sheeran makeup mirror. And then realised it was a CD and then had to buy a CD player because she didn't have one. Angie, that is great. Thank you very much for that. It's true though, isn't it? You do. You forget. I mean, Tom, you listen to vinyl.
Yes, I do. I do listen to vinyl all the time.
My kids wouldn't know. Oh, well, actually, Harry kind of knows what vinyl is.
Around that age, but like when you're like the 13, 14, 15-year-olds, I haven't got a clue what vinyl is.
Yeah, CD's probably more alien to you than vinyl.
I love CDs. I have
loads. CDs are good. CDs are good. Little mirrors.
Bring back the mini disc.
The 1975. Oh, Caroline, on the Big Drive Home for Tuesday. It's Radio Essex, the 1975. And oh, Caroline, Kristen Scott on the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex. Need you to end the show just before 6 tonight in our usual way, which will be Tuesday. Completed it, mate. That's all we need you to do on the text and the voice notes. The best way, I think, the best one we've done most recently, where we give you a style to do that in. We did this a few weeks ago, was tell us what you do for a living without telling us what you do for a living. And then give us a Tuesday completed, mate. Because we had the Central Line guy, didn't we?
We did.
The driver of the Central Line who went, mind the doors, this train's ready to depart. Tuesday, completed it, mate.
And we had a really nice one that didn't win, but it was very good, where he was an IT guy, obviously.
Yeah.
And he said, turn it on, turn it back off again.
Tuesday, completed it, mate.
So that's what we want.
So if you're, if you're a tube driver, you could say that. If you were an airline pilot, you could say, please fasten your seatbelts. Tuesday, completed it, mate. tell us what you do for a living without telling us what you do for a living on a Tuesday completed, mate. You could be ending the show just before 6 and the A to Z of music coming up. Summer holidays on and summertime fun here for 2023. We've got family prizes to give away every single week until the end of August to get you through this madness. All through the summer holidays, make sure you're listening. We could be sending you and the family somewhere for an amazing day out on us. All the details on the next prize in summertime fun will be tomorrow morning with Martin and Sue on The Breakfast Show. Find out where we could be sending you tomorrow morning. When you wake up, 20 past 5, Big Drive Home. Radio Essex, Nathan Dorr, Joel Corio. 100 Heaven, 522, Big Drive Home. How would you like to end the show tonight? Tuesday, completed it, mate, is all we need you to say. But you need to let us know what you do for a living without letting us know what you do for a living. The first one we ever had doing this was Nick, who's a Central Line driver. I loved his.
This train's now ready to park. Staying clear doors. Mind the closing doors. Mind the doors. Tuesday, completed it, mate.
And the weird thing was about it, he didn't say what he did.
No.
And I recognised him as a Central Line driver. I recognised his voice.
He said Central Line, not he's a tube.
Yeah, no, I was like, that guy's on the Central Line. I've heard him so many times in London on the Central.
This train's now ready to park, staying clear doors.
It's so familiar.
Mind the doors.
It is.
Nick, and I was in London at the weekend. I was telling you, I went to the Karen's Diner in London, and I was on the Central Line because we went somewhere else afterwards, and I was like, oh, please be Nick. And it wasn't Nick. No, I heard a lady's voice, and I was like, oh, Nick! It's not Nick! Ralphie sent one in. Let's see what Ralphie says.
Caution. Cab operated tailgate. Tuesday. Completed it, mate.
What is that?
Lorry driver?
I think he's a lorry driver. Laindon Lee, I'm presuming, is IT.
Press control, alt, delete. Tuesday. Completed it, mate.
Smithy, though, is winning at the moment. You'll hear his just before 6 unless somebody comes in to beat him. You can send your voice notes through on the app. Tuesday, completed it, mate, and tell us what you do for a living without telling us. It's Tate McRae. Hey, Essex, good to have you with us. Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Tate McRae, She's All I Want to Be. It's Chris and Scott. Joe Kitch coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. He's taking you into the evening. Somebody will be ending the show tonight with one of these.
Last orders, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday, completed it, mate.
Saki Kerry from Chelmsford, I'd imagine, is a barmaid.
Oh, I would have thought
that's
so.
That's what I'm going with there. Didn't quite win. Smithy is out in the lead. We'll hear his just before 6 tonight as you end the show by telling us Tuesday, completed it, mate, and what you do for a living without telling us what you do for a living.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Right, A to Z of music is on, and we are doubling up now so we can get this done by the next bank holiday, which is in like 3 weeks' time. So we're doing U and V together.
We are.
We missed yesterday's show because we weren't here. And today we'll do Mondays, which were solo artists. Yeah. This is getting very confusing.
And rappers.
Right, solo artists, rap stars and DJs and dance artists, beginning with U or V. So I'll go Ultranate would work.
I'll go Usher.
Yeah, that's good. What about V?
Vance Joy.
Vance Joy is a good shout. Riptide.
Yeah.
True. Solo artist, dance artist, DJs, beginning with V or U. That's all we need from you at the moment. A1400, put the word Essex in the front of your message and your suggestion. And you can get us on the voice notes as well, and we'll completely do... Oh, somebody's gone with Underworld. That'd be tomorrow, though, wouldn't it? Would that be a group?
No, because that's a dance artist.
We can have that as a dance artist. Yeah. Underworld is a good shout, Will. A1400 with the word Essex, and grab us on the app as well as we compile. Essex's A to Z of music. Radio Essex, Tom Grennan, and How Does It Feel? 5:37. Thank you very much for all your Tuesday completed, mates, with a little bit about what you do for a living. So we can work it out. Sarah?
Right, we're all going to sit down and have a nice story. Bobby, take your finger out of your nose, please. Millie, stop hitting Alfie, that's not kind. Tuesday, completed it, mate.
She's the Speaker in the House of Commons.
Is that right?
Yeah. I got that right. Big Drive Home. Thank you, Sarah from Laindon. Julie would come over to yours in a second. Smithy's still winning at the moment. It's a really good completed, mate, coming up with Smithy. And we'll do that very soon. First, though, it is the A to Z of music. We've doubled up U and V, just for simplicity's sake, because also we need to get it done by August Bank Holiday weekend, because that's when the show goes out.
It is.
So we've doubled up, and we've gone for U's and V's, solo artists and rap stars and DJs, and these are the two songs you are voting for today.
Yeah!
Usher. If you want to hear Usher at the end of the show, put the word Usher in your message box, okay. Get it over to us, and we can play that tune. but you think simple, don't you? You're listening to this going, well, yeah, I'm already texting Usher. I'm already texting. Don't text just yet. Because Underworld is there
I'd
as well.
I'd still be texting Usher.
Would you go Underworld over this?
I'd still be texting Usher.
Okay. Underworld. I'm going Underworld every day of the week on this.
Easy.
Essex is down to you. 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. Underworld or Usher, you decide. Rudimental, Charlotte Plank, and Dancing is Healing. A couple more completed mates in the style of what you do for a living without telling us what you do for a living. Jane in Southend, what you got?
Hi, it's Jane here. I spent most of my working day logging potholes in the Whitford and Basildon area. Completed it, mate.
Completed it, mate. It's a stretch. But thank you, Jane, for what you're doing in the looking at potholes department.
Can I just ask you a couple of questions, Jane? You've got a couple of questions. Have you looked at Bread and Cheese Hill? Because that one's a bit bad.
Did she say Whitford and where?
Basildon. I've got a few in Basildon. Avenue, Pitsey Road.
I don't know if Jane was looking for potholes. Well, she obviously is looking for potholes. That's her job.
Pitsey Road, Whitford Avenue, Basildon Lower Main, Basildon Upper Main.
Do you know what's really stressed me out this week?
Timberlog Lane, sorry.
Do you know what's really stressed me out this week?
Potholes.
Jane might be able to help me. The potholes that broke my car.
Yeah.
That did break my car. From the Bcash Road, can't remember what the road's called, from the Whitford roundabout to the other Whitford roundabout.
Terrible, yeah. No,
Bcash Road.
No, well.
Potholes everywhere.
Yep.
They've all got little circles around them. Do you know what they did last week? Resurfaced the pavement.
They didn't.
Yes, they did.
Oh, wow.
I drove down there yesterday smacking into potholes and I looked at the pavement. It's brand new, fresh tarmac. And I'm like, what about the road?
Because not many people are walking down there.
I've got a bike now. I leave my car at the big roundabout. And I got my bike on my scooter and I scoot down there. It's so smooth. It's lovely.
It's bad, isn't it?
Yeah. Miley Cyrus and Flowers on the big drive home. Hello, Jolene. Chris, the Bcash Road is Nevernham Road. Of course it is. Nevernham Road. I knew that. I lived there.
Yeah.
Never going to be Dunn Road. That's it. Nevernham Road.
Never Dunn Road.
Miley Cyrus and Flowers, big drive home, 10 minutes to go, and we have Smithy is going to be ending the show. He's going to tell you what he does for a living without telling you what he does for a living, and Tuesday completed, mate. That's coming up. And then it's Joseph.
It is. You're back.
Joe Kinch.
Welcome back.
Yeah, we just had a little day
I missed having conversations about potholes with you two.
What was Ross and John talking about?
Coffee.
That's all they ever talk about is coffee.
Is it?
Yeah.
You walk in here,
it's like a Starbucks.
They do the posh coffee. They're snobs with coffee.
Yeah.
Really? You go to a cup of coffee and they go,
that
stuff.
Is that what that thing is in the kitchen? Yeah. Where you've got the little
What's it got? A cafeteria.
Flying saucer.
Steve knows how to use it as well.
Yeah.
Because he does the posh coffee stuff as well.
Wow.
Ross comes in and smell these beans. And
we do.
It smells like coffee.
Every now and again, we do a hot milk in the microwave coffee.
We do a little latte.
Like the little sachet.
Yeah. We had a mocha choco the other day. Choco mocha.
I wasn't a big fan. I liked the cappuccinos we're having. Remember with the
cappuccinos were nice. I used to have the juice that you put in it, like hazelnut and stuff like that. I used to have a few bits like that.
I remember that because there was milk all over the side when you was done. I come out in the kitchen and it was just overflowing the cup and you're there
I didn't know we were being critiqued.
No, I was just making coffee.
I didn't know Gordon Ramsay was going to come in.
Because Stevie's...
We don't have time to clean it. We're on the radio.
Stevie's like kitchen inspector. You notice that?
God, isn't he?
He goes in the kitchen.
He's not expecting much today, is he? He's poorly again.
He goes in the kitchen when Stevie's not here.
You'll be back, Stevie, tomorrow.
You drop like one grain of sugar on the counter and he goes in and he's like, I've just cleaned up this kitchen and someone's been in there and made a mess.
He's literally the kitchen police. He's like the kitchen police, 100%. But Scottish.
Right, Stevie back tomorrow. We're back tomorrow. Joe Kinch is on the radio next with
kitchen
all the usual stuff.
What
are you doing tonight? What you got?
What, on the show?
Yeah.
Hot 7 at 7 on the way.
Okay.
Record of the week. Brand new one yesterday.
Hot 7 at 7.
Hopefully. We live in hope. And then record of the week, which is brand new from Jazzy.
What number is... Really is the new BTS guys song, Seven? What number is that on the Hot 7 of 7?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
What number was it on? Like, yesterday?
It wasn't yesterday.
Wasn't in the Hot 7 of 7?
It's not been out long enough, really, wow. Is it?
Would Zayn be on there, do you reckon?
I would imagine so, probably.
I would have thought so.
We'll find out. Just a quick update.
It would be great if it was at 7, though, wouldn't it?
It would be brilliant. If 7's at 7 on the Hot 7 at 7 at 7, that would be crazy. Jane from Essex Highways, just an update for you, Chris and Scott. The Nevernham Bypass Road, Bcash Road, is defo going to get resurfaced. Can't say when, but it is. Trust me.
That's because you're lying.
Trust me, I understand the frustration, but I'm doing my bit. I work really hard, as you can imagine. There's not a shortage of work. Jane, we know you work hard and we appreciate all the work you're doing. Thank you for looking after us.
If you could get to the Wickford.
Right, so Underworld and Usher. Who wins that battle
Underworld,
in your head?
Underworld, it's got to be...
Not here in the Essex. We're all about Usher, Lil Jon, and Ludacris.
Wow.
We're back tomorrow. Back tomorrow from 3.
It's not Underworld.
Joe Kinch is coming up next. I bet he plays Underworld before 10. It's Radio Essex.
Your name's not down. You're not coming in. Tuesday. Complete it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.